Space cloud, space cloud, that's where I'm going tonight. Space cloud, space cloud, yeah. Hi.
It's another episode of Clay Spoud. Is that right? Clay Spoud.
Clay Spoud.
That's what it would be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Clay
Spoud. If you switch the first two letters of each word, Clay Spoud.
Right. Clay Spoud.
Sounds like I don't know, some wrestling character or something.
Yeah, Clay Spoud. Oh, Clay Spoud with an elbow from the top rope. Oh.
Oh my God! I was watching. I was watching the AEW, All Elite Wrestling. I was watching that last night, and like, Chris Jericho was fighting this dude who's like, he's not even like, his name's Nick Gage, and he's basically like a borderline psychopath and not even like a wrestler. Like, he honestly, he robbed a bank without a mask.
Right.
He walked into a bank and like held it at gunpoint. Like, just
what, like a nutcase.
Like, so they just like, they instantly like identified him as soon as he left or whatever. Like, because they just saw him on the security camera. Because he was just could perfectly describe him. Anyways, he's like this, they call him like the king of the death match or whatever.
Okay.
Because but they're like, I don't know if you're familiar with death matches. They're like not even like, you know how wrestling is obviously like it's choreographed.
What? No, it's real. It's all real. Just like Japanese animes.
But this thing is like actually real. Like they, it's like no holds barred, anything goes. And so this guy is like, he's known for getting like this pizza cutter and like shredding people with it. Like, he doesn't even pretend to do it. And then the person, like, normally in, like, a wrestling match, the person will, like, look close to hitting them.
Well, yeah, and then they'll, like, kind of nap.
And then they'll blade themselves.
Yeah.
But this guy actually just does it. So he's, like, grating the pizza across Jericho's head. And he's like, fucking, I'm, like, watching it. And Jericho's like fucking screaming, like with his arm, like because he puts him against the ropes, and then he reaches around the other side while he's like pinning him against the ropes and starts grating his head. And Jericho's like, ah, like fucking, like actually panicking. Like, you can tell this guy is not acting; he's legitimately fearing for his life, desperate. And I was like, this is fucked. And then he brings out underneath the ring. So, like, Jericho's down, and this Nick Gage guy goes out of the ring, and he brings out those fluorescent tube lights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
And he smashes one across his back, across Jericho's back. He takes another one. And he smashes it across his fucking head. And then he takes the broken piece and he fucking picks Jericho up and starts stabbing him in the fucking forehead with it. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's like you're literally watching a dude just like assault someone. Like, why is this? Fuck. Like, this has gone too far. Like, the fuck? And then he's just bleeding like a stuffed pig, and like, and it's not like, there's like a line. I feel like there's a line where it's like, is this entertainment or is it assault? Like, and what am I for like watching it and like not believing my eyes and wanting to change the channel, but also like not? at the same time.
Yeah, it kind of walks a weird line.
Yeah, but also, like, I was like, this is like on a wrestling show, and I don't feel like this is wrestling. I feel like this is just,
it's just people beating the piss out of each other.
Yeah, I feel like this is just two guys, and one is a wrestler, and the other one is like just a psychopath who likes to hurt people for other people's enjoyment, or maybe his own. I don't know. There's something to be said about someone who just, I mean, apparently he does a lot of drugs, but there's something to be said for someone who just, like, why did you just, are you that, like, how desperate for money do you have to be to just walk into a bank and, like, try to rob it without any disguise or anything at all?
Yeah, like, you gotta be some kind of an idiot for the most, like, for one, you gotta be some kind of an idiot. Two, it's like, why bother? Yeah. Like, don't they make decent money as well, so it's like,
Well, not this guy, because he's not really a wrestler. He just does, like, there's, like, a specific, it's like basically backyard wrestling.
Oh, okay.
And he just kind of assaults people. But it's like a sanctioned thing. There's like, there's a documentary series called Dark Side of the Ring that like covers all like the dark stories of like wrestling history and everything like that. And he was, and one was about him, and yeah, there's this thing called like CZW. I can't remember what it's something wrestling, and it's all like death matches and like basically borderline assaults and torture, and they have like. They set up a ring in like a field or whatever. Like, these don't happen at legitimate venues. Like,
yeah, it's like the kind of shit you'd see in Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah. And like,
you expect the green bastard to show up.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's just, what, I don't know if there's a point to that. Like, unless you, I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's much value in your life if you just want to subject yourself to such torture for like, I don't know, a few, maybe like 20 to 30 people's enjoyment.
Oh, then, yeah, no, this.
But then that's also kind of podcasting.
Yeah.
How much torture do you want to go through?
Yeah, they at least make money.
Yeah, they at least have guaranteed money. They're like, we're going to pay you this. We're like, we're doing this for free. Sometimes it can be torture.
Yeah, it's just how it is.
Yeah, it's for love of the game. It's
for love of the game.
Love of the game. Imagine, though, if it was a better game, like basketball.
Basketball. Wheelchair basketball.
Imagine if it was for the love of Grandma Rosino.
For the love of Grandma Rosino.
What's she? We haven't checked in a while.
You gotta wonder how Grandma Rosino's doing, right?
We do. Well, I guess it's up to us to check in.
Yeah. So let's check in on Grandma Rosina.
Okay.
See how she's doing. Oh boy, here we fucking go.
The Grandma Rosina. If you say her name three times fast,
She appears in a big bowl of spaghetti. She rises up out of the floor.
Grandma Rosino. She appears in a vat of spaghetti, and her eyes are made of meatballs.
Her eyes are made of meatballs, and her lips are big penne noodles. And they flop around, they flop around, and they...
She rises from the ashes of the spaghetti that she made of...
And if she kisses you, you die.
What?
If she kisses you directly on the lips, she will die.
Oh, yes. Grandma Rosino's fromage kiss of death.
Fromage, your kiss of death. You see, she kills you instantly. You know, it's... She does it only to avoid major lawsuits and...
Major lawsuits. To
avoid the mob.
Major lawsuits from the mob lawyers. Because the mob, they don't even want to do Grandma Rosino dirty.
They never want to do... Grandma Rosina's the only person in the world that the mob would never mess with. The mob would never do dirty on Grandma Rosino. How else would they get a world famous angel hair spaghetti, which is made from Grandma Rosino's real hair that she pulls out of angels?
Yes. It's made of her real hair. Made of the angel's soup. She takes...
This is disgusting.
You see, Grandma Rosina, she is immortal, you see.
Grandma Rosina, there is a bit of Grandma Rosina in all of us, you see.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. Grandma Rosina,
she is the first human being to ever be made, created by God himself.
God himself. And he said,
oh no, what have I done?
He said, oh no.
I've unleashed a great evil upon this world.
I've let the wrong angel fall. This is a fallen angel. I'm losing the accent.
They always talk about Lucifer, the fallen angel. But they never talk about the original fallen angel, which is Grandma Rosino, who is much more ancient and much more deadly to the human race.
We talk about Grandma Rosino. We talk about the most famous of all of God's children. I don't know. I lost the accent.
And just like that, Grandma Rosino has faded back into the spaghetti.
Yeah. Grandma Rosino, she comes and she goes.
She comes and she goes.
As she pleases.
To put a label on her, to put a time and date on her, that she is beyond time and reason. It's not fair to try and force our...
It's not fair to our
policies upon her, because she transcends all mortal understanding of life. That's just how she does.
And what else transcends all? I don't know what she said, but
I said mortal life, but
mortal life.
Yeah.
I feel like. Money also does that.
Who do you think made money? Grandma Rosino opened the first restaurant ever.
Grandma Rosino is the reason for all that's right in the world and also all that's wrong. She's like simultaneously like Mother Teresa and Satan.
Yeah. Basically.
She just is like, If you can be good and evil at the same time, she has it down fucking pat.
Yeah. She's like Beelzebub Marley.
Yeah. She's like Einstein and Hitler.
Hitlerstein.
Sing Heil.
Alberdolf Hitlerstein.
Alberdolf Hitlerstein. Alberdolf.
Well, they were alive at the same time, weren't they?
Well, so, yeah, he came. Very possible. He made the Albert Einstein invented the atomic bomb.
Right? Yeah, or at least was a big hand in creating it. I think there were a few other scientists on board as well, but
yeah, of course, but only one person matters, right?
Yeah, and that's Alberdolf.
Yeah, Einstein. That's the guy who was German, but then not German, but like Jewish. I don't know.
Yeah. So he was simultaneously Polish.
He was simultaneously good and evil. Yeah. Albert Einstein. That dude was like.
They like that's the thing. During the 40s, they were just one person, but they had like great turmoil within themselves, and they split into two different people.
Yeah, they can. It's a split personality. Like mitosis. It's like that movie.
Split,
yeah. But it's actually about Albert Einstein, and it's called Albert Einsplit.
Adolf Splitler.
Adolf Splitler. Just James McAvoy with a, like a Hitler mustache.
Yeah. Honestly, every time I think of Hitler, I can't unsee. You watch Jojo Rabbit, right?
I didn't. No.
Okay. Well, Jojo Rabbit's. I liked it as a movie because it was funny at times, but also like, right. You have such a fun time in the movie for some parts, and then you remember, oh right, this is Nazi Germany, right? So, like, terrible things are happening all the time.
Yeah, that's like, have you ever seen Life is Beautiful?
By can't say I have.
Roberto Benigni. It's like.
I've heard of it, I think.
It's like he won a bunch of Oscars over, like, a bunch of better, like, movies. He won, like, Best Actor or Best, I don't know. They gave it a bunch of Oscars, even though it was like they basically made a joke out of like being like they made a joke out of like the Holocaust.
Yeah, well, like
and then it's kind of horseshit. It was like it's kind of just a piece of shit, heavy-handed film that didn't deserve anything that it got. Because he's like a dad, and he just like tells his son that like it's all a game, and like the Nazis are like playing a game to try to like kind of protect him, but also like it's so misguided, and like, and he's like, I don't know, he's just a stupid Roberto Benigni, just is a douchebag.
Roberto Benigni or Benigni?
Benigni, I don't know how you say it.
Roberto Benigni.
It's stupid, like Italian. Like, what does Italian have to do with like? He's like, I'm Italian, so I'm gonna make fun of the war.
Well, I mean, I guess there's what Mussolini, right? Joseph Stalin was Russian, wasn't he?
Joseph Stalin was Russian. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm thinking of Mussolini. Mussolini then.
Is for sure who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
The former minister of Italy. Yeah, he got killed in the war.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, you know, you had Stalin and
because didn't the Italians side with the Axis power?
Yes, they did. Yeah. They were on the bad side. Yeah, they did, and they had no reason.
And then midway, they're just like, tricked you. Trolled.
Yeah. He says the synopsis for Life is Beautiful. A Jewish father and his family are surrounded by Nazi death camps. Living in a hostile environment, he uses humor to shield his young son from the grim realities of war.
Yeah. I mean...
It sounds
okay good, on paper.
But then it's not... But they're all Italian, though. And they're playing Jews. At least you can be like an Italian Jew. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
that's not like, the problem. The problem yeah, that's is that not he's, the like, problem. He's like, hey, I'm a big stupid Nazi. Look at me.
Oh, you know what? I think I've seen a little bit of that movie. I think we played it in history class when I was in not kindergarten. Why didn't you think that?
Yeah, in kindergarten,
high school.
It was like, yes, we're watching Life is Beautiful, followed by The Pianist, back to Schindler's List.
To be fair, I watched Jaws. Jaws was my favorite movie when I was 3, so whatever.
Yeah, that's...
Well, Jaws is a good fucking movie, so whatever, I don't care.
Jaws is a good movie. I saw that in... I was watching it in... I went to a restaurant last week, and it was on the TV. And that was probably the only good thing about that restaurant.
Well, what like, restaurant? Where was this restaurant?
It was, what's it called? What was it? Coop's Chicken? What is it? In Burlington.
Oh. Jeez, it's been a while since I've been to Burlington. Coop, right.
Wicked Chicken, Burlington. There's one in...
Why the fuck would they be playing Jaws on the TV?
I don't know. They just had Jaws on the TV, and they were playing, like, 80s, like, 80s pop, which I didn't mind.
That doesn't make sense! Like, for one, I imagine this restaurant is, like, a general restaurant, right?
Yeah, it's
so like anyone like can pub. Come in. Jaws was intended to be a horror movie in the 70s, and they're playing 80s pop music. It's like, get your fucking time straight, you dickass. That'd be like playing, that'd be like showing the movie Casablanca, right? And then playing fucking disco.
Yeah, it was just it wasn't like, and then there was like, I couldn't figure out the vibe because it was like, there's like young preppy Burlington people, and then they're playing a 70s horror movie while blasting like 80s pop, and there's such a multiple juxtapositions, and the service wasn't really very good, and nobody seemed like they really knew what they were doing. I feel like someone was just like, hey, let's open a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
Yeah. Dude. And I'm going to hire all my friends.
Oh my god, speaking of people who don't know what the fuck they're doing in a restaurant, so several years back, me and my buddy used to go up to Port Elgin and stay at a cottage for like a week or so, and it was great. And there was a Union Burger. If you ever been to a Union Burger,
yes, I've been to Union Burger. Awesome. That's a place that serves beer.
Yeah, they serve beer. It's awesome. And they have like really good food there. They got like kick-ass hot dogs and shit. Anyway, oh my god, so. There was this place in, I believe, Port Elgin or King, or Southampton.
Right.
I forget where this Union Burger was, but it's not there anymore. We used to go to this place all the time, and the one time, I guess they had hired on a new worker, and so like we go in, and then I place my order, and I'm like, yeah, can I get a cheeseburger? with like just cheese or whatever. And oh my god, I don't think she fucking knew English because she looked at me dead fucking pan and went, cheeseburger? But like I couldn't tell what the accent was. She was white though.
Yeah. Here's the thing,
I'm not being racist. Like she was as white as me. I think I want to say she was like German, maybe. No, maybe French. I don't know. But like
she
looked at me like I had three fucking heads and she didn't know what the word cheeseburger was. I'm like, you are deep in Canada. You don't know what the word cheeseburger is.
That's like the opposite of fucking That's like the opposite of that SNL sketch. You know? Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. You know the John Belushi one? They just serve cheeseburgers and Pepsi, but they have like a whole menu.
Oh yeah.
They have a whole menu. And they keep coming in and he's just like, hi, can I get the Tuscany steak? Whatever. It's like, cheeseburger. Like, no, steak. Cheeseburger. It's like the opposite of that. You're like, cheeseburger? And they're like,
what? Yeah, it's like the opposite of that. Yeah. It's
like, what?
But like, the fucking worst part was when I got my food, it was like everything. Oh my God. So like, it was a veggie burger, right? She gave me a veggie burger, no cheese, and a bunch of like pickles and shit on the side. And if you know me, you know I fucking hate pickles. So it's like, you couldn't have gotten my order more fucking wrong. It was like, are you kidding me? I ordered a goddamn cheeseburger with just like ketchup and mustard and cheese and a fucking Pepsi. He gave me a veggie burger with a whole bunch of nasty crap on it and a fucking chocolate milk. What the hell do you mean?
I don't know. That's actually funny you mentioned that, because a similar thing happened to me today. Is at lunch, went through the Dairy Queen drive through, and I was like, hi. They're like, hi, what can I get you? And I was like, can I get the 3-piece chicken fingers? Like, I'm looking right at the menu, and that's what it says. And I've ordered chicken fingers from Dairy Queen before, so I know they have chicken fingers. But the woman just repeats back to me, chicken fingers? It's like, yes. What? Like, what?
Yeah.
Sometimes,
like, what do you mean?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
It's like, what do you mean you're ordering food at a fast food restaurant? I don't
know. You're ordering fucking chicken at Dairy Queen? What are you, fucking idiot? Order ice cream, you dumb bitch.
I'm like, chicken fingers? God. I feel like she stopped for a minute and she was so used to people getting ice cream because it's summer. And I was like, chicken fingers. And she's like, chicken
fingers. Like, was this in Burlington or in Oakville?
No, this is in Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it really matters where it was. I think people
no it does
sometimes stunned, sometimes they're stunned. And speaking of stunned, we haven't checked in on our boy Chet Hanks in a while.
Chet Hanks, yeah, how's he doing?
You know how we were there's a reason we haven't really heard from him in a while.
Oh,
it's not because we haven't been checking in with him. It's because he kind of disappeared. And that's because just as he dropped that video for White Boy Summer and he started to gain some steam, the attorneys for his ex-girlfriend they held a press conference discussing her civil lawsuit against him, alleging assault and battery and infliction of emotional distress after a few separate incidents that allegedly occurred between the end of last year and early January. Quote unquote, he told me he would blow my brains out and that he didn't want to live and would blow his brains out as well.
Oh, epic. Okay.
That seems the opposite of the Chet Hanks we saw that was getting Jamaican booty all over his face. He seemed to be a pretty happy guy.
Yeah, well, like, it's good that he seems to be a little, like, more happy now. Because, like, God, man.
Well, no, I think that kind of killed all the steam that he had just gained. So, like, it kind of ended him before he start. Yeah, it was like rock meets wall.
Yeah, shit, dude.
Yeah.
Are you telling me White Boy Summer is canceled?
I think so.
Oh, fuck. Now what do I have to look forward to? Nothing!
What's Tom Hanks up to?
What's Tom Hanks up to? Oh, boy.
God. Is he like, just, you know, is he just creating another conspiracy theory against himself? Are you aware of how many conspiracy theories that Tom Hanks has?
Like that he's a part of? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like he's some, I don't know, like some warlord or something.
Yeah, well, people think he's like a pedo, right?
Yeah, people seem to think he's like, oh, here we go. This is from last year, but Tom Hanks, here's the title out of USA Today. Fact check. Tom Hanks is now a Greek citizen, but pedophilia has nothing to do with it.
What a weird thing to say. You could have just, Tom Hanks is a Greek citizen.
And here's okay.
Adding the other part is like,
they should have started with the claim, right? They did this a bit weirdly, okay? The claim that they're fact-checking is that Tom Hanks became a Greek citizen because pedophilia there is considered a disability.
Okay. Yeah. Like, of course, of course it'd be fucking Greece, right? Like,
yeah, because they're greasy.
Because they're Greece. No, I was thinking more about apparently the ancient Greeks were very.
That's such a thing to be like, I don't know. I guess he was. There is a lot of rumors going around that he's involved in child sex trafficking, and like, he's pretty high up in Hollywood, and that seems to be.
Yeah. Well, somebody said that he was part of Jeffrey Epstein's little book, right? Like, he was in the little book.
Yeah. It's so insane to me, the idea of like, just the idea of like,
of just finding that thing in any way, like,
no, appealing. Just the idea of it, like the idea that you can like, just like someone you don't know, and you just see them, and you just take them, because you can. I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? Like
trafficking, you mean?
Yeah.
That's like I can't imagine that at all. It's just like, fuck.
such a foreign concept to me. Like, it's very real.
Like, yeah, well, like, that's the thing. Like, there's clearly something, like, mentally wrong going on there. Like, a lack of
compassion. I think it's just how power corrupts absolute. Just... there's something to be said for the fact that any of us could do that, right? Like, any of us...
Like
you could. And me right now could just get into human trafficking. Like, we could just go...
Yeah, just go on a website and be like... Yeah, that one looks fine. I'll buy that one. No, it's like...
No, how? I mean, like, we could actually... Like, we could just be like, Elliot, let's go... hunting tonight and I pick you up and then we fucking kidnap someone and then sell them, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
okay.
anyone could do that, right? But like,
yeah,
that the like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's like, why would you want to do that? That's like insane. Like, you can't.
The only reason why you, but then,
like, fuck, I'm from a small town. If I see someone on the street, I give them a wave. Like, I'm not going to drive by someone's house and go and just like ring the doorbell. And then when they open the door, instead of trick or treat, I put the bag over them, tie up the bag and throw them in the trunk of my car. No, how could you? What could drive a person to that point? What sort of like mental debilitation do you have to have to be able to like think like that? That's just,
I think you have to, you almost have to feel like you have no, I feel like people who get into that don't just wake up one day. I mean, I'm sure there's a small percentage that do just wake up one day and decide that's what they're doing,
but like, it's also,
I think it also, well, I mean, like, it kind of ties back to, okay, when I bring up that wrestler who just robbed the bank without a mask. He was just that fucking desperate for money.
Yeah, it, like, I would almost say that, like, maybe you get to that point after so long of it, like, chewing at the back of your mind. It's like, that's something you've had forever since you've been conscious as a person. It, like,
yeah,
and it creeps and creeps and creeps.
Well,
and
it's then... also, it's kind of like the same thing about like, what prevents you from having sex with your own mom? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, I don't want, what the fuck? That's not a concept to me. But for some people, they're like,
yeah, well, I mean, for one, I wasn't born in Alabama, right?
So, yeah,
I guess, like, there's that.
Yeah, but like, why does that, like, that shouldn't be, I mean, I don't know, I guess that's not really, I guess that's lesser, like, that's weird, but is that really, that's not harming any, I mean, maybe if,
yeah, is that, it does, because like, it's not only is it just like,
emotionally,
like, morally incorrect, but it's like, it's not even something that like, naturally should ever want to happen, right?
I think it's
because,
well, no, well,
no, like, I'm saying in the sense of like, biologically, when like two beings try to procreate, right? If they have the same like bloodline,
well, yeah,
then like it's bad. Because it's, I don't know how to explain.
If you're talking about procreation, but then
you just meant for like the sexual pleasure of it, right?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, beyond moral stuff, it's also just like,
I think it's, but
like, I physically cannot imagine that.
I mean, I can understand it from a point of like, okay, your mother's the first woman that ever loves you, right?
Yeah.
Your mother's the first person that ever loves you. I mean, I guess.
Like, unconditionally.
Yeah, unconditionally.
For so most
I
people.
I can understand, but that's just confusion. That's just going to. What that's going to do is just ultimately, like, something that drives you to that point is it's either you didn't know any better or something drove you to do that. In either way, it's just going to cause you more confusion, and or else everyone would just fucking start fucking their own mom.
Yeah, either way, Sigmund Freud is spinning in his grave.
Yeah, there's a lot drill. Of like, there's a lot of weird shit that's unexplained. Like, there's a lot of human behavior that is not explained by anything other than
like theories.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it, I mean, I feel a good chunk of human behavior is explained by money.
Yeah, well, like a strive for, because like that's, I forget like, exactly what was said, how it was said, but it's like human beings always want more.
Yeah, they always. Everyone wants to think they're the best in the world.
Yeah, or like prove themselves, overcome shit. Like it's the reason why there's like multi-billionaires that just like continue to have more money instead of just be like, no, I'm fine. No, yeah. They want like it's more. They want more.
Yeah, they want more, but then you just have then how much are you willing to sacrifice to get more? And at what point does it become not worth it? And like
well, that's almost like getting into the like ideology of like gambling, right? Because that's a whole fucking bag of worms, can of worms.
Yeah.
No, a bag of worms because because a can of worms is actually like.
The can of worms is just it's just yeah.
A can of worms is at least sealed for your protection. A bag of worms is open and writhing and fucking gross. Some of the worms are getting out. They smell. Like it's a fucking grocery bag filled with worms.
Yeah. But does that... But, like... Does that just, like... Like, to us, so these things are very weird. But if you grew, like... They're foreign concepts for us, but for those, like, if you grew up in that not knowing any better, you know?
Yeah.
And then even after you know it's maybe not right, you can't stop at that point.
You can't stop it. Well, yeah, it's like at that point, it's almost getting into fetish territory too, right?
Yeah.
It's like, because some people have like different things that they like, and they know that it's fucking weird, right? But it's still just like, yeah, I can't fucking explain it, but I like it. I like it when I get fucking grandma's in a spaghetti sauce and drip on my balls.
Grandma's in a shit brownies.
Grandma's in a shit brownies. They make me go, ha-hoo.
Oh my gosh.
Shit like, oh my god.
You mentioned fetishes, and You just made me go straight to shit brownies.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, I don't know. You were there when we were discussing not only the the reviews, but the ratings as well.
Yeah.
There's a fucking. They're all 5 stars. Well, all of them.
People love shit. They're shit brownies. Those people like.
I want to hear a fucking 0 or a 1 star shit brownie review, and I haven't fucking come across one yet. Mainly because like I don't go out of my way to seek that shit for most of the time. No pun intended. Really, actually, but fucking I'd be interested
in being like these shit brownies were shit.
These shit brownies were ass.
Yeah.
They didn't even taste good. Fuck you, stupid.
I don't like your shit brownies. And I'm gonna go brownies. Eat Grandma Rosita.
Your shit brownies taste too much like regular brownies. I go up, throw up. I throw up in the trash can and I die.
God.
No, my ghost is writing
this ties into you were talking about that Blizzard Activision thing. I guess that goes with all the human trafficking and shit we were kind of talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this thing, is a 2-year investigation, right? And like this is a huge company as well. Like
it's
this
been
is
going. The investigation has been going ongoing for 2 years.
Yeah, but
how far back does these allegations stem? Like
how far back?
Yeah.
Well, like apparently years and years, but like they only started the like investigation recently. Like seriousness, like 2 years is not that long ago, but
it's not that long ago. No,
like especially for an investigation on this scale for like how big these companies are. But oh my god. So the agency describes Activision Blizzard as a breeding ground for harassment and discrimination in which women are subject to regular sexual advances by often high-ranking men who largely go unpunished. So like they'll talk about like at the water cooler or whatever, they'll talk about like they'll joke about fucking rape and kidnapping and shit and like all this horrible crap like at the fucking water cooler. They literally, oh my god. So this is just something I found out today about the Cosby suite. The Cosby,
they actually call it that, or is that,
yes, there's a fucking picture of these guys holding up a framed picture of Bill fucking Cosby.
They did make that.
Oh my god. So like this guy was a former senior creative director. Like these allegations were specifically to this senior creative director behind World of Warcraft. I love the game World of Warcraft. But it's hard for me to fucking play this game now because one of the big heads directors had a fucking Cosby suite. And they said, oh, no, it was in reference to Cosby's iconic sweater. But at this point, like the sexual accusation against Cosby were like understood by this point. So it's really just like, not so like this is the kind of shit that South Park would write as a joke, but this is real. Like, what the fuck
is this? Oh boy.
So there's that. And then there's the thing where a lot of the like it'd be an office ritual for a bunch of the guys to go on cube crawls, which they would drink a fuck ton of alcohol, crawl around through the office cubicles, and like just be like nasty groping little assholes to all the females. Like one of the female employees, it got so bad that she committed suicide over this.
Jesus. Wow.
Like, that's...
That is maybe...
This is a $2.2 billion company.
Yeah, and they're just...
Like,
how power corrupts, how money corrupts, how... Okay. Oh, God.
Speaking of which, the head of these companies, Bobby Kodrick or something like that? You know how we were talking earlier about Tom Hanks being in Epstein's Little Black Book? You know who else was there? Little Bobby Kodrick Kotick as well. He's right there.
Yeah, he's in there. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in there.
Oh, I see it. I got it up right here. Oh, wow.
Like, it's so hard to like look at this and know that it's real.
A boys' club, like, it's literally it's a bunch of dudes and they're holding up Cosby and they're like, yeah. How fucked do you have to be? Like, how misguided?
Yeah, you've got to be some kind of a fucking
stupid
idiot.
Frat boy culture and like, what are you? Oh my fucking god!
They're trying to pass it off as a joke, but like, obviously not a joke.
Can you just live your life without being a piece of shit to other people? Like, is that so hard to ask?
Yeah.
Can you just respect people on a human level and not? It's like anytime someone feels people just sniff out weaknesses and then they exploit them. You know what I mean?
Jesus Christ, these are people.
Like, that's how. That's how addictions start. That's how suicides happen.
It's so horrible that this shit still happens.
The human ego.
Yeah. It's like you wonder how people like that are always the ones on top. Like, it's always, like, the worst, most corrupt, hateful, fucking derivative little monster people that are always the ones who are in control, ultimately. And the good boys and girls who work hard, keep their noses down, and are kind to others are always left in the fucking dirt. It doesn't make sense.
That's the thing about the internet. Once you, once you put something out there, it's never gone forever.
Yeah.
You can delete it. You can take it down. Don't fucking matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If somebody sees it, somebody's going to save it. Somebody's going to know it was there. Somebody's going to have the proof. So, like, the Cosby Room thing, too?
Yeah.
Was posted publicly.
Yeah, it's been posted all over Facebook. I'm looking at it. They're like, these people aren't, like... You can make jokes. We make jokes.
Yeah.
We make jokes about there's a whole thing called levity, making light of a serious situation.
Yeah. But that wasn't making light of it. That's just
be smart about it, and then you have to be smart about it, and then also there's the time where you're not even making a joke, you're just being a piece of shit. And
yeah, like there's
there's
a technique to doing like more like I don't want to say edgy, because like that's kind of gets a bad rap, but like more and then controversial humor, let's say.
Yeah, it's one thing. Here's my thing, is I joke about things, but I don't actually do them.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you're going to joke about a thing that you actually fucking did that is not cool, for lack of a better term. Beyond not cool, like, I don't know.
And like the worst part about it is like when people like that do something like that and then they joke about it, you can tell they're not fucking joking.
Yeah.
Because they don't approach it with the right amount of levity, and they don't joke about it with the right amount of like performance. Like it's too genuine. And like, sure, when you're performing comedy, there is something to be said about having a genuine feel to your comedy, but there's also like a suspension of disbelief with some things.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. I guess to interject here, I guess to like the distinction here is that these people aren't comedians.
Yeah. They're
fucking game developer fucking people. They don't make jokes for a fucking living. They're exactly. Making a joke out of being sick, twisted, perverted, downgrading piece of shit human beings, actually kind of part of comedy, but
yeah, but like they don't.
No, they're not comedians.
They don't do it well, so it's.
They're not comedians. So,
oh, like comedy God. Is such a fine line that like anyone who's, like you don't want to say anyone who's not like a comedian can't do it. It's just for the most part.
No, I don't think they fucking can. I've never like. I don't think so. Like. I mean, yeah, they're all natural comedians.
Yeah, well, like, people who aren't, like, labeled as comedians. Like, my dad. My dad would have been a great example for this. He had a quick sense of humor and quick wit like that. And you could tell when he was joking about something. And he would have made a very natural comedian. But there are other people who don't.
There are other people who are just hacks.
Who just don't.
Well, this is entirely a different thing. I mean, but to get away from that is. I mean, yeah. I told people like I'm a comedian or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, I make jokes or whatever."
And, yeah. It's like, "Oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke right now." Like,
yeah. Well, that's always a thing, and then I'm like, "No." There's my joke. No.
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
Yeah. As long as it makes somebody laugh.
Yeah. And then well, first of all, they'll be belittling mostly. It's like I don't know. Honestly. To quote Fred
the legendary lead singer of Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst. You'd be surprised how much misery comes from humility.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if you have a sense of goddamn humor about yourself, other people then suddenly think it's okay to, like, dogpile on top of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, they can't handle, they can't handle being made fun of, or
no, they want to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Which is like, I never understood that. Like, to an extent, yeah, it's like, I want to be taken seriously to some extent, but also at the same time, I'm a naturally fucking goofy dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's so much to be taken seriously in the world nowadays anyway, that it's just like, let people have a fucking laugh or two now and again, right?
Like, as smart as I can be about things, I'm also just like, a natural born fuck up.
Yeah. But like you said, just like you said, there's a lot of, no, I forgot the fucking thing. I wanted to say there's a lot of comedy and humility.
There's a lot of misery and
humility. Misery and humility. But yeah, there can also be a lot of comedy and humility too.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of comedy if you can laugh about it. But then people will be like embarrassed of you or something. And it's just, it's a joke.
It's like, why the fuck are you embarrassed of me? I'm the one who fucked up, dumbass.
Yeah, I'm the one laughing about it. Like, what?
Yeah, I'm the one laughing about it. Why are you so fucking embarrassed?
And it's like, and they get like secondhand embarrassment or something. And it's like, what the fuck?
Like, I did it on purpose. You may laugh.
I've had like my mom be like, take that Facebook post down. It's embarrassing or whatever. It's a fucking joke. Shut. It's like,
my mom doesn't like it when I swear on Instagram.
I was like, I thought about it for like, yeah, it's like I already forgot about that. That was like 3 seconds of my day and it's living rent free in your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, this was something I thought was funny and I did it and fuck it. Yeah. Or you swear, you're like, usually I don't know. I have an interesting relationship with swearing.
Yeah, me too.
It's like some,
I don't want a fucking lot, I do.
I don't need to fucking live, but oh Jesus fucking Christ. While we were talking about shit, or you were discussing a very serious thing.
Yeah.
I tried to look up ship brownies and that site got closed.
Oh good. I mean, that's actually kind of good.
But there is a it is actually run by a parent site called scatshop.com.
Oh no.
Which is such I've opened such a can of worms I don't even know.
No, you gotta put those worms back in the bag.
I followed it and we have a view categories.
Few categories. Oh, are you shit, ready? Brownies.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Poop videos.
Poop videos, yeah.
Scat.
Standard.
Pee.
Pee.
Toilet slavery.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I clicked on it and it's just a bunch of like women being like, you're gonna love me watching me poo or whatever, letting you watch me dookie in toilet.
That sounds like something a fucking 3-year-old would say.
Fantasia Takazawa's feces.
Feces. Okay, now we're just getting scientific here.
Real slave with toilet brush? What the
what? The fuck does that mean?
My beautiful toilet Sasha. Oh my god, it's a man. No, is that a... I don't... Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay, how oh far does this... How far does this fucking rabbit hole go?
Oh man, I just it's all like videos and they're like previewing.
And oh no,
things you want to see. More categories: smearing.
Okay.
Groups/couples. Farting.
Farting. Well, yeah, I've seen fucking fart fetish videos before. They're fucking Ephra? Weird.
EFRO. What is EFRO?
Okay.
Erotic female relief observance. What?
Oh, so like you're watching them shit. Yeah, right?
Toilet close up is just a woman taking a dirty diarrhea shit. God damn.
A Taco Bell shirt.
Yeah. Someone had too much Taco Bell. Jesus. Oh, the things I do. What am I doing to myself?
Yeah.
View categories. Desperation. Panty jean pooping.
Panty jean. Not panty my style.
Jean pooping. Oh my god. Ew. What are these people eating that gives them, like...
Fucking refried beans,
like
baby.
Orange poo. Like
yeah, refried beans and fucking cheese.
Are they eating their own shit? What the fuck?
Oh, you know, that's a possibility too.
And then they have... And then the final categories are enema, period play, vomiting, diapers, ABDL. What is ABDL? For diaper and adult baby lovers everywhere. Adult baby, like, oh,
like, please tell me it's people pretending to be babies and not like,
oh adult. My god, there's this, oh no, oh no, oh no,
what?
Oh,
it, please tell me
it's a woman. It's a woman. The video is titled, the video is self-explanatory. Found a diaper in the woods. And it's this woman, this weird woman. No, this average looking woman, I guess. She's a little on the chubbier side. Mm. And she's just got a diaper and she's just taking it out. And then that doesn't even look like real poo. It looks like beef stroganoff or something.
Beef stroganoff. God.
She just opens a diaper and then she's like, like trying to look all erotic about it.
Fuck. I wish you hadn't have said beef stroganoff because I was at, we served that at work the other day.
Beef stroganoff's disgusting. I think I'd rather eat shit brownies.
No, fuck you. Beef stroganoff's all right.
Oh, no. You haven't had beef stroganoff?
I have had beef stroganoff.
Until you've suffered the beef stroganoff at Meaford Base.
Okay, well, like, that's a different form of cooking, because that's, pardon me, that's almost like banquet style up there, right?
That's they're cooking for quantity, not quality.
Yeah.
They
but just... like if you make it for quality, it's quite nice.
I don't know. I can't ever look at beef stroganoff ever again.
Yeah. Well, I guess after years of that, you'd just be like, fuck that.
Yeah, no. It's eggs almost got ruined. Scrambled eggs. are also not good. Almost. It ruined beans, beef stroganoff.
Nothing could fucking
a lot of foods were
done. Oh, what kind of beans we talking though? Like brown beans?
Yeah.
Like kidney beans? Yeah, nothing could fucking ruin that for me. I love them too much.
No, I do not like those at all.
Dude, there was like a couple months where I fucking lived off of beans, man. Like straight from the can kind of shit.
You lived off beans from the can? Or are you like Christopher Lloyd and Dennis the Menace?
Yeah, dude. That's pretty sure there was a key in one of them too, right?
I mean,
fuck, you know how long it's been since I've seen that movie?
It's been a while since I've seen it. God, how did you just beans in a can? All right.
I could afford. Yeah, we should wrap
this. Time to wrap this baby up. We're gonna wrap it up the only way we know how, which is not at all. No.
Yeah. Just not at all. We're just gonna cut the video.
Yeah, that's abruptly. It. This is all we're doing. what do you have? No, that's weird. I don't want to talk about that.
No. Well, I could tell you what I did the other day. How about that? Because that was actually
the other day. Yeah.
So, for the first time in like a year, almost 2 years now, Maddie and I, Maddie being my girlfriend, we went out and went to Ripley's Aquarium, which was our first date ever. We went to Ripley's Aquarium in Toronto. Yeah, so it was nice to be able to do that again because I really like Ripley's. I love sea animals. I think they're really cool. And they added a few new little guys in there too.
Right. Is that more? I don't know. I don't think I've ever been there. Is that more of like a sanctuary type thing?
I wouldn't like, say sanctuary, no.
Versus like marine land, like what?
I would compare it more to like marine land, maybe. But like, there's no whales and shit there. It's just like fish for the most part.
Did you read about that? Like that whale that they had in captivity since like the 70s?
Yeah. Didn't he like kill a couple people?
No, it's like...
I'm thinking Shamu, I think.
No, you're thinking of Shamu.
Yeah.
Shamu was wild. No, yeah. This is like a female killer whale orca. That has been in captivity for like its entire life in like marine land for like 40 years or something.
That
like
sucks.
That. And it's like they're talking about like people go by it and it's like always like it's heard like calling for other. It's basically they're saying it's depressed. Like it's like a suicidal killer whale, but it can't.
Oh, yeah, because whales and other porpoises are super smart. Like they're on our level, if not smarter, because they can use sonar as well. Like that's why they're such efficient hunters.
No, they're very smart, obviously, and they should just be admired from a distance and not up close. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be more humane to like go out on like whale watching tours or whatever.
Yeah.
Where like you're not really guaranteed to see one, but if they're curious enough to come say hi, then like that would be better. Plus like you're not going to keep a fucking humpback whale in captivity either, or a blue whale.
No. Certainly freaking not, and you don't need to. You know, like Fuck. It all ties back into the things we do for our own amusement. You talk about human trafficking. You talk about capturing fucking wildlife.
Yeah. It's the same thing, except they don't speak our language. So it's harder to, like... It's harder for some people to feel the same empathy for animals than they do for humans. But I would argue that, like, it's worse.
It's all ties into just how goddamn bored people get, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No, it's... People do a lot of the fucked up shit they do because they're super bored. For the most part, like...
And then the easier life...
Like, look at me, for example. I took online school because I was so fucking bored. I took online school for a whole fucking year. 2 years.
Well, yeah.
I'm fucking bored.
But, you know, you kind of... I mean, everyone did.
Yeah, I say that as a joke, but...
I mean... So boring school. I mean, and I didn't even have a choice.
Yeah, it's like
no respect.
No respect. But I like there are some things online that you just can't. That's a whole fucking bag of worms.
We're getting way too.
We're getting way too everything. Off track. Anyway.
I'd like to. Thanks for. Maybe we can just end some things with. Well, we haven't done in a long time. Just maybe some impressions.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's do some of those.
If I was better prepared, then what we got to get back to for next time is pulling them out of a hat, so it's more spontaneous, and I'm not just like
so I'm just sure pulling them out of my ass.
It also helps to just like. Be like, oh, hey, you got this person instead of being like, let's look at the list and select.
Yeah.
About Ray Romano.
Ray Romano.
Ray Romano at Ripley's Aquarium.
Okay.
And he's admiring he's just taking it all in. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's just taking it all in. Ray Romano just taking it all in at Ripley's Aquarium.
Okay. I can try. I haven't heard his voice in a while.
Okay. You know what? We'll go with the good old fashioned Mark Wahlberg. Fucking. You always go back to the good old steady Mark Wahlberg.
Well, Ray Romano, what I'm noticing here, he's kind of got a bit of a nasally.
Yeah, he's like, hi.
He's handsome and he's funny. Like, it's kind of like.
I'm Ray Romano.
I'm Ray Romano.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm here at Rip. Holy shit. Look at the schnoz on that guy. That's a. And look at him. He's just sitting on top of the tank here. He's see that guy? That's a sawfish. They got a big nasty schnoz, and they don't have any teeth in their mouth. They got it all in the little schnoz. They got it all in the schnoz here. Oh, look at him. He's got big nasty chompers. What does it say here? That's a sand tiger shark. Jeez. Looks like my ex-wife with less makeup. Oh, look at that. They got a turtle. I'm making him so much more Jewish than I needed to be.
I know, he just became instantly Jewish.
Yeah, well, is he like, Jewish?
No, he's like Italian. He's Romano.
Yeah, but like...
I don't think he's the least bit Jewish. I could be wrong.
Yeah, why am I making him so Jewish? He's not...
Because he kind of goes nasally and then He's like, "Wow, like it, why you gotta be there?" But it's no, he's like a Brooklyn. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, look at that. Now that's a big fish. It's a Goliath grouper. I'm still making him Jewish. Yeah, I don't mean to, but like, looking at the way
New
that
New York City. He's got the New York accent, you know, but it's kind of nasally. He's from Queens, you know. It's kind of nasally. And
yeah, he's like I'm making deep. Him more nasally than he actually is, because like you can he's tell kind of by the way he talks.
He's kind of like he's more like abrupt Jerry Seinfeld kind of. But Jerry Seinfeld's like a Jew, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, well, like Jerry Seinfeld is very like openly Jewish, which is like it's where you get that.
What's the deal with
what's
human
the deal
behavior?
With airline food?
What's the deal with human trafficking?
What's the deal with human trafficking? It's like Halloween, except illegal. They don't even do it on October 31st.
Yeah. Here's the
and
thing.
Instead of giving away candy to kids, you're taking away the kids from their families. That doesn't make any sense.
Why am I making Joan Rivers?
Oh my god, I am. Shit.
That's a fashion faux pas.
It's
Why
a fashion faux pas to steal children away from their families.
Why are you taking the children away from their parents? Somebody call the fashion police and then maybe the real ones.
Actually, you should probably phone the real police first. Because it's a serious crime.
It's a serious crime.
That
and
should
also
be punishable.
Throw that dress
like
in the garbage.
Throw the criminals right into the garbage.
Now it's starting to become like it's starting to go into like Trump now, like almost.
You take all the criminals, you take away the children from their families, and then you throw them all away in the garbage. That's where they belong. Anyway,
Now with human trafficking.
Now with human trafficking.
I don't think I can do Trump. Yeah. With human trafficking.
The thing is, with human trafficking, it's very, very illegal, but also a very, very expensive crime. Only the wealthiest top 1% of Americans are even able to do this sort of thing and turn some sort of a profit off of it.
No, if it wasn't my own daughter, I would probably human traffic her. But, you know, because there's reasons.
Listen, I could sell my daughter on eBay for like $4 billion and nobody would bat an eye. It's like my father
Listen,
always told me, make money what you have, okay? It's very simple. I could get away with it if I wanted to, but I'm not going to. I love my daughter very much. And quite frankly, I think pedophilia is kind of gross. Despite what you may think, I might be like 30 years older than my wife. But pedophilia, it's just not cool, dude.
You reminded me of after like a family gathering at my aunt's house one year, my step-grandfather, who's like in his, I think he was in his late 70s, might have been 80, but he went to like, we were like, I think we were all teenagers, like me and my sister and cousins were all around. Like there's like maybe, I don't know, between us all, like the oldest is like 5 years older than the youngest,
right?
And so we're all like teenagers, and he went to pay like one of my girl cousins a compliment by like, and he was like, Oh my, Nicole, if I was 20 years younger, I would date you.
He's like 80. It was so far. It was so like his math was so off. It's like she's like 14.
If I was 20 years younger.
He'd be like 60.
If I was 20 years young.
Like if you were 20.
It's still bad.
Yeah. He meant it in the most firmest way, but it was like, no.
But it's like, you didn't think this through, Grandpa.
No.
Fucking like, God.
If you're going to pay someone a compliment, maybe you should.
Maybe you leave know? Sexuality the fuck out of it. Especially yeah. when you're talking about your granddaughter, you fucking psycho. Sorry, I'm riffing too hard on your grandpa here. But like, no, God.
Step grandpa. It's okay.
Every time I
not related.
Step grandpa. But like every time I hear or see something like that, my like I wanna tear out my fucking skeleton and beat people to death with it, you know? Just like fuck. You're making me feel this feeling that I can't like explain, but I want you to like stop whatever you're doing.
Yeah. Like just shut up. Listen.
It's just like
you shut up.
Listen, put down the shovel. You're digging yourself a hole. You're digging yourself your own fucking grave. Just put down the shovel. Let the morticians do that shit.
Yeah, let the grave diggers take care of that.
When the grave diggers fucking dig you your grave, you dickhead.
Oh, and anyway, note,
well, thanks for tuning in to Space Cloud.
Yeah, we got into some this crazy ass shit, and I regret none of it. I actually kind of enjoyed that. I don't know.
Yeah, that was actually kind of fun.
Yeah, it was like talking
you know,
about.
Well, you know some, what we say here at Space Cloud.
You never know what's gonna happen. Yeah. Life is like a box of grenades. Yeah. You're gonna blow up at any.
Life
second.
Is like a. Yeah, you're gonna blow. and that's something some we always shit. Say here. Yeah, we're gonna
that's
delete
what
some
we
shit.
Say.
We say that, but we also say, don't count your chickens before they've had a chance to kick
shit
you in the nuts
themselves. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. We say lots of things. Most of it's fucking stupid, but hey. Welcome to Space Cloud. I've been Elliot Richardson.
Yes, he has. I've been Brandon Barsden.
Brandon Barsden. And thank you for joining us on our journey through space.
Until next time.
See ya.
Well,
until next time.
Yeah.
We'll send you a check in the mail.
Maybe we'll be human trafficked.
I hope not. That would stink.
Yeah, that would be awful.
And more
we're not attractive enough. We're not interesting. We're not, I don't know. Yeah. Who would want to?
Yeah, you heard that, folks? Who'd want to?
Space Cloud Odyssey. Singing in the stars in front of me. Space Cloud Odyssey. Space Cloud. Space.
I don't know, man.